So where I'm going to go with that is just to jump straight in to where we are. One of the things that I want to preface this conversation with is it's very clear to me that for most things happening with the administration, it's very clear that we're not talking about business as usual. Okay, I have young children. This is the first election that they remember. And I had to explain to them that it's not usually like this. It's not usually this dramatic. Usually, you know, after the election, we all take down our signs and we either celebrate or we cry a little bit. And then everybody rolls up their sleeves and gets to work. And it hasn't been that way. Things have been quite different. So where I'm going to start with is this idea of a one-man show. You know, some of the persons who were attracted to this candidate, one of the things they like to say, besides what about her emails, of course, was he's gonna run the country like a business. Okay? Of course, the counterpoint to that is it isn't a business. It's a government. And we don't have a CEO. Okay? We have a president with controls on his powers. Okay? It's clear that this administration does tend to approach action in a way that is more CEO-like, okay? A CEO without necessarily a lot of advisors around telling him how to run things. I bring this executive order up because I know that those numbers are a little bit hard to read, but they are in your materials. This tracks the number of executive orders issued in the first 100 days all the way back to FDR. And statistics being statistics, there's all kinds of caveats about where they got the numbers and how they all matched up. But just if you look at it, you know, FDR and Truman being wartime issues and also the New Deal, you really have to go all the way back to Lyndon Johnson to see a president who used the executive order action more than Donald Trump has.